This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, and tells the story of how each of us creates a place for ourselves in this world. Here to share their insight from the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jennifer Hazel.
I'm Jen Hazel, and this is
Jane Berger,
and we're here to talk big about The Big Read. So we're going to just dive right into another passage, as I know you enjoy so much, like Jane and I do.
This is just before page 39. It's the start of the second page. It says part two. And it's just one sentence, and it's a quote by Mamie Elizabeth Till Mobley. And for any of you who are familiar with the name Till, Emmett Till was a young boy who was killed in the South many years ago, and his mom, Mamie, fought for justice for his death so that it wasn't meaningless. So her quote reads, "Somewhere between the fact we know and the anxiety we feel is the reality we live." I just think that's so powerful. Somewhere between the fact we know and the anxiety we feel is the reality we live. I mean, think about that. We all experience some level of anxiety at any time in our life. It could be over anything. Time, you know, you're short on time, something that you're not comfortable doing, something that you've never done before. Anxiety comes in lots of different ways for lots of different people, but I think we all experience it. We've got that anxiety. This is what we feel. This is our reality. It may not be true reality. Reality may show up in one way, but we feel this particular way. We're anxious about something. We feel stressed about something. And so it is real to us. Others may not view it that way. And I think that's kind of the discussion that's been going on throughout history, is that there's so many different ways to interpret, so many perceptions. But somewhere between this reality and how we truly feel, or what we view as reality, is the reality that we live. I thought, boy, she was one smart lady, I think. And then related to Saeed, my gosh, he must have felt this way from as soon as he knew that he was attracted to boys. That's his reality. Whether you believe in it or not, whether you want to think it exists or not, whether you think it's right or not, that is his reality. And the anxiety that provoked for him had to be unimaginable to me.
Well, thinking about it, because that anxiety could be on multiple levels. An anxiety of him trying to say, accepting himself, and the anxiety of what is it going to be like when people find out, and that anxiety of are people going to accept me, and then the anxiety of how do I live as my true self once I've decided. So it's like multiple levels of that.
Absolutely.
That I can see where that could be, but it's like no better quote for that part than that right there. Jean, when you were talking about the anxiety and that space in between and perception, it's interesting because we talk a lot about perception as reality, mm-hmm. and while it may be that isn't the way that it is to everyone else, your perception is your reality.
Right.
And then thinking about it in truth, it's somewhere in between. So if you and I both had an experience and told a story, the truth, quote unquote, is actually somewhere in between that, because you have what you focused on from said right. event, and I have what I would focus on from said event.
Yep.
And then our tech guy that's here, if he was part of this event, he also
right.
would have a view. So it would really be somewhere in between.
Right. And I think never more than now are we kind of experiencing that with this pandemic, with to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated. Both have valid arguments on both sides of the coin, but right in the middle is kind of that's where we need to be. And I think so often we feel like we're being forced to feel some way because there's no validation for how we feel. And we don't want to be forced that way. As humans, you know, especially humans living in the United States, we have freedoms, and we don't want those freedoms to be impinged upon. That's Saeed. I mean, he has the same freedoms that we all have. He should be able to be who he is and not feel ashamed or, you know, just sweep it under the rug. My heart hurts every time I read another page and what he had to endure and what he had to go through to be who he is. And what a great guy he is. Like, I can't wait to meet him.
I'm sure he's going to be everything we hope he's going to be,
know.
Jane. If not, I want our money back. No, yeah. I'm totally teasing, Saeed. I'm totally teasing. If somehow you listen to this, totally teasing. I'm going to wrap us up a little bit because I want to spend a few minutes talking about our event that's going to be in a week on March 10th. We are going to be hosting the Human Library, and this will be the second time we've hosted it. I'm uber excited because last semester, it was very highly attended, and it was just a wonderful event. Plus, we had some of our community partners come out, and they're going to be doing Human Libraries coming up next month, which we'll tell you more about. We'll also have someone on from there to ask some questions, kind of talk about, they can share with some of the guests that they will be having. So, Jane, can you give us a little preview of what the Human Library is?
The Human Library is an international organization. It's been going on since the early 2000s. It started in Denmark and has spread worldwide for such a good reason. The goal of a Human Library is to open minds and allow other perspectives to be heard and to ask people to unjudge other people. It's quick to come to a snap judgment just by looking at somebody or listening to somebody. But until you've talked to them and learned their walk, you have no idea. We had great success, I think, with our first one in opening some minds. We asked everyone who attends to kindly fill out a survey just so we get a feel of where we're at. And I think most, if not all of them, felt that they had learned something and they realized something about someone that they had not realized before, and that's the key.
Yeah, I can't express, I mean, this is what we're doing here, what we're trying to do. The idea of thinking about different perspectives, and also I think the Human Library really helps put forth that we are multiple facets of something. It doesn't mean that because we are one thing that that's our whole life.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't define, for example, last time we had someone who talked on eating disorders. Because you have an eating disorder doesn't mean you're an anorexic. It means you have anorexia. So it doesn't define who you are. And that's an important distinction, and it's very hard, not only for the person going through it, but for those in their circle to understand. So that's the goal. I don't want to go into any more detail. One, we're running out of time, and two, I really want you to come and see it. It's at the library on the Toledo campus on March 10th from 11 to 1. So come and unjudge someone.
Absolutely. And for more information about the Brig Read, we are owens.edu/humanities/read/. For myself and Jane Berger, keep reading big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.